listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Patrols will be out in force on the reef these Easter holidays, especially in known illegal fishing hotspots. The Reef Authority is asking people to follow zoning rules when entering the marine park amidst a mass coral bleaching event. Recent high temperatures, cyclones and floods have all stressed the ecosystem, prompting an even greater need for recreational fishers to do the right thing. 79% of preference votes counted, 12 days down and no winner officially named yet. That's the situation for Mackay's mayoral candidates, with incumbent Greg Williamson holding on to a 2% lead over Steve Jackson. While that's a 2,000 vote margin, there are reports Greg Williamson could be declared victor as early as today. Already anxious about keeping your kids off gaming these school holidays, clinical psychologist Alan Ralph from Queensland-based parenting program Triple P says gaming itself is not the problem, it's the unrestricted access that can cause trouble. He recommends creating an environment in which children feel safe to talk about anything.
And that means that the child can go to their parents if something uncomfortable happens or something they're not sure about without being risked that they're going to be ridiculed or humiliated or made to feel stupid or just not believed.
And a decade of research by UQ, the CSIRO and sugarcane experts has culminated in the first complete mapping of its genome. Turns out there's three times more genetic data in the cane genome than there is in the human one. In sport, the Mackay Cutters warn there's no room for complacency ahead of their next clash against the Townsville Blackhawks. Despite a perfect start to the season, coach Michael Comerford says Mackay could even go into next weekend as underdogs.
They're a quality team with a lot of experienced players, and experienced players know how the things pan out throughout a season, and teams are quite often at their most dangerous following a couple of losses.